Welcome to the Divine Connection Podcast. I'm your host, Christina Arroche, and together we are walking the path of discovering your true self and the alignment with your soul. Through these conversations, you will experience a deeper level of connection with yourself and the universe, and most importantly, you will trust in your spiritual journey ahead. Let's begin. Hello, hello, and welcome to another episode of the Divine Connection Podcast. First of all, I want to say Happy New Year! Yes, this is the first episode of 2024, and it's also episode 50, so it just feels so perfectly aligned, so perfectly timed that the first episode of the new year is episode 50. It's like we're starting off, brand new start. Oh, just feels so good. I am so excited for this year. And I'm also really excited for today's episode. One of the things that you will see now on the podcast is I'm going to have questions that are featured, kind of like an Ask Christina, Ask the Angels, Ask God, all the things, all the divine, Ask the Divine. And I'm going to channel those answers and bring through information, bring through guidance, bring through spiritual truths and teachings based on your questions, which I really love, by the way. I love when you guys ask questions, when you submit questions, you know, whatever it is regarding spirituality, whatever it is regarding your personal situation. This is one of my favorite parts about the work that I do, is to be able to bring you the divine guidance and teaching and healing and whatever it is that you need, whatever shift, whatever perspective that is needed to support you. So FYI, if you want to submit a question, you absolutely can. All you have to do is go to christinaarroche.com/ask-Christina. And that's where you can submit your question and it will be featured at some point on the podcast. So without further ado, today's question is from Jenny, and she says, why is my request for help going unanswered? Ooh, I love this. I love this because I feel like every single one of us can relate to this question or relate to this feeling, like our prayers are not being answered or the ask for support or guidance is not being answered. And so I want to break this down for you today and kind of just go through a perspective shift when it comes to this feeling like God, like the angels, like the divine is not listening to you or not responding back to you. Because it's a very valid feeling. It is something, like I said, that I think all of us can relate to, that we've been in that kind of situation where it feels like the universe is like, hello, are you listening to me? Like, anyone out there? Is there something wrong with my transmission? What do I need to do? So I want to get into this. And the first thing I want to say specifically for you, Jenny, is that Archangel Gabriel is the one who's coming forward. I see him specifically coming forward for you. And in general, for anyone who might be in this situation, calling on Archangel Gabriel is a really great way to support you in coming back to truth. And that's one of the things that he does, is he helps us to become aware of truth and what is the truth of a situation. Because although very valid that it feels like your prayers are going unanswered, is that the actual truth? Probably not. But we're going to go into all of this, and I want you to be able to feel this and see what the truth actually is around the situation, okay? Now, the first thing that I want to break down when it comes to us asking for support, right? Praying for guidance, praying for assistance in a given circumstance, asking for help from the divine. One of the things that I want to break down is for us to understand how we are asking, and not in the way where I don't want it to sound like you have to ask in just the right way, otherwise they're not going to listen to you, because that's not the case. But what I do mean is that depending on the perspective from which we are asking for support or asking for help, submitting that prayer request to the divine, depending on the perspective from which you're doing it, you are either going to have a very limited scope in terms of what an answered prayer looks like versus seeing the truth and seeing how the prayer really is being answered. So depending on your perspective from how you are asking the question, it's either going to feel very limited, and you will probably feel in this kind of situation where you're like, no one's guiding me, no one's supporting me, what's going on, versus seeing the actual support that is there. Okay, so that's where I want to start. I want to start with how we ask for that request. And like I said, there's nothing wrong with it. It's just that it either limits us or it can expand us. So the first thing that I want you to just pay attention to, because I don't know the context of within the situation, so I'm going to talk about this from a very general perspective, is, are you asking for help to fix a problem? Like, is there a specific problem and you're just like, can you please fix that? Can you please just like make that go away? You know, whatever. And maybe you're not saying those exact words, but essentially the meaning of the request for help or the prayer is like, make this go away. Please stop this. Please fix this problem. I don't like this. I don't like the situation. I don't like this circumstance. I don't like what's happening. Make it go away, right? Like, is that the energy behind the request? Because if that's the case, the thing is that we have to kind of zoom out a little bit and look at, why is the current circumstance happening in the first place? Or why is this situation happening in the first place? And if we go back to a core belief of everything is happening for me, not to me, then we can start to shift our perspective to begin to look at, well, what is this circumstance actually doing for me? What am I meant to be gaining from this specific situation? How is this situation here to help me grow and help me to expand and help me to become who I truly am? So the first place here is to look at, how are you asking for help? And is it really just in a simplified manner of, please, angels, God, universe, whoever, please come in and take this thing away because I don't like it, right? Because if that's the case, then what's happening is you are now basically removing any sense of what the actual lesson, what the actual strength, whatever the actual thing is that's there for you, you're completely, immediately, almost like disqualifying yourself from actually receiving the growth that is there for you. So if you are in a situation, let's say, for example, where it feels like, you know, maybe things are very stressful around you, and it feels like things aren't working out, and it feels like maybe something is going wrong over and over and over and over again, and it's like, stop, can you please stop making that thing be wrong? Can you make it go right? And instead of that, like, it's like giving our power away to say, I have no control over this. God, like, you fix this, please. And instead, the question can be shifted into, how is this meant to develop my character? How is this developing me? What am I meant to take away from this situation? What am I meant to gain? What am I meant to learn? Who is this asking me to become? And it's looking at yourself. Where is it that you can be shown a deeper level of your truth and power? So in this request for help, rather than, like I said, it's like, can you come fix this? Instead, the prayer can be something along the lines of, dear God, angels, universe, whoever you call on, please help me to see my truth in this situation. Reveal to me my true strength. Reveal to me my power. And in my power, help me to make the decisions. Help me to make the moves. Show me what my next step is in order for me to move forward from here. So now it's you're directing it towards you and who you are, and not in a way, I just want to make it clear, not in a way where you're looking at it like something is wrong with you or that you did something wrong. I want to make that clear, because that part of our ego can come in right away and be like, hey, listen, see, you did this wrong, you're wrong, you're not enough, blah, blah, blah. So that is not the perspective from which we are asking this, but really it's more in the sense of the understanding that we here as souls in these human bodies, we are here to become developed and to become expressed through and to grow and to heal and to learn and to embody spiritual truth. So I'm coming at it from the perspective of I'm ready and willing to develop my character into more of who I truly am. I'm ready to embody more of my power, more of my true self. So if this situation that I don't like, by the way, but I'm here, if this situation is calling me forward into a greater version of myself, God, can you please show me what that looks like? Because I have no idea right now. Angels, can you please show me how I'm meant to develop myself, how I'm meant to stand up for myself, how I'm meant to activate my internal power, my sovereignty in this situation, because I'm a little clueless right now of how that's supposed to happen. But can you please help me with that? Show me. So you can see how now, instead of asking them to just take the problem away, I'm seeing it as develop me. Help me to become better. Help me to see more of my true self. Help me to see more of my power so that I can move through whatever the circumstance is. And that's the true prayer that will lead you into a space where you will right away see how God works through you, where you right away see how the divine comes in and begins to shift your mind and shift your perspective and helps you to see things from a different lens. And from there, the choices that you make will shift, and the way that you perceive things will shift. And what you choose to think and what you choose to believe will also shift, okay? So what you can see is that this is something where immediately from the get-go, we can begin to shift our perspective into how this is supporting me and who I'm meant to become through this situation. And then it goes back to what I said at the beginning, where it directly leads us into the awareness of how this situation is for me. The situation is for me. It's supporting me in some shape or form, even if I don't like it. You know, no one ever said that you had to like the situation. But the truth is that we get to be shown, it gets to be revealed to us how any given situation truly is for us. Now, similar along these lines is the other part of this that I want you to just think about is, if the request for help is connected to ego in some way, meaning that is there a request for help where you're trying to either validate, like the ego is trying to be validated, is trying to just have some sort of external reward in order to feel a certain way, right? So an external thing that's going to make me feel like I'm good enough, an external thing that's going to make me feel like I'm safe. Right? Like, please, God, bring me more money so that I feel safe. Or please, you know, bring me a partner so that I don't feel lonely anymore. So it's an external thing that the ego is desiring in order to validate itself or in order to fill some sort of void. So that this is going to require some self-awareness and honesty with ourselves of why are we asking for something? Like, what is the true reason behind it? Is there a sneaky little ego thing that's coming up that is just wanting to be proven through some sort of external circumstance that it is good enough or that it is lovable or that it is, you know, whatever, fill in the blank, right? Because whatever the external thing is, you can ask for all the money in the world, you know, the most beautiful, perfect partner in the world, and all of the things. And yet, if internally we have not done the work to know within ourselves that we are worthy, that we are good enough, that we are lovable, then it doesn't matter what your external circumstances are, because they will never feel that. It will never feel like enough. It will never feel like it truly validates that point for you, even though to the ego it feels like, yeah, like that's just all I need. I just need X amount of money and then I'll feel good. I just need this kind of person in my life, this kind of partner, and I'll feel good, you know? And that's something that's important for us to look at and see is like, where is that request coming from? Is it trying to validate something for the ego? And so then again, the shift in the request is very similar to what I said previously, which is asking to instead be developed, asking to be healed, asking to grow from inside. So instead of asking for more money to feel safe, the prayer is, God, please show me, develop me, reveal to me the safety within my own self, safety within me. Help me, show me the way to feel safe within my own self so that no matter what circumstances are around me, no matter what the situation is, I know that I am safe with me. I know that I'm supported within me. I know that I am enough. I know that I am lovable. You know, so that's the prayer, so that you, instead of turning to the external and you're asking for the support and the request to bring something in order to fill that void, instead you're turning it inward and you're asking for the prayer and for the support to show you inside of you how the divine sees you. Because the truth is that God, the angels, the universe, the divine, they see us in our wholeness. They see us for the truth of who we are. So when we ask for them to instead show a mirror, you know, hold up a mirror so that I can see myself the way that you see me, that's what is the most healing part of it. And the thing that's important to understand is that when we focus on the development of ourselves within whatever situation it is, doesn't matter what the exact circumstance is, but when we focus it on our internal healing, our internal development, what you are doing is you are creating a foundation for yourself. It's a foundation of trust, a foundation of empowerment, a foundation of love. And so when you create that foundation, that unbreakable foundation, because it comes from within you, it's not coming from any sort of external circumstance. You could be in any kind of circumstance in the whole wide world. And if you have this solid foundation that you're going to trust yourself no matter what's going on externally, you're going to love yourself no matter what's going on externally. You're going to know that you are enough and what you're doing is enough no matter what's going on externally. We're shifting how we view things. And we're not looking to the external to validate what is truth within ourselves. And so when we do that, when we focus on creating that foundation within ourselves, what happens is that we begin to see the divine solutions that are coming in. We begin to see the answers to our prayer in a whole different way. It's a whole new perspective. It's a whole new frequency that you're playing at now. Because now you're not focused on that specific thing to come in order to mean that your prayer was answered. And instead, you start to see how the divine is always around you and the divine is always seeking you. The divine is always seeking you. And so when we allow the divine in into our internal world and we ask for it to come in and help heal us internally, shift our mind, shift our perspective, reveal to us what is true inside. So we're inviting the divine into us internally. That is where the miracle happens. And that's where you see the answers come through almost right away, honestly, like almost right away. And that is then where the bigger shift in terms of your external world will start to happen, because it's happening on the inside first. And that's what all the gurus and the teachers and all the people out there who talk about, you know, you got to shift the internal in order to see the external, right? That manifestation is an inner game. That's where it starts. It starts with how you are perceiving yourself and how you are asking the divine who is seeking you, how you are inviting it into your heart. You're inviting God into your heart. You're inviting the angels into your heart. And you're being vulnerable with them. And you're saying, hey, listen, like, I literally have no idea right now. I don't know. But what I do know is that you can reveal to me my truth and you can see my light and you can see my power. So please show me, because I have no freaking clue right now. I don't know where to start. And that immediately starts to create a shift. Okay. And the last thing that I'll say is in the absence of what feels like the absence of the answer to your prayer, that also is creating a space for an answer to come through, meaning that in the quote unquote lack of an answer, that is an answer. That is an answer. That's still an answer. So I want you to think of it too in this perspective of in the, again, quote unquote absence of help, what are you actually being shown right now? What is being revealed to you in this silence that you feel? Is it revealing your insecurity? Is it revealing your lack of trust? Is it revealing your lack of faith? Is it revealing that, you know, any sort of confusion? And in that, whatever is being revealed to you, that's where you can start your prayer. Going back to what I was saying earlier. So all of the things I just mentioned, that's where you can start your prayer. So in the absence of help, what is being revealed to you? What insecurities, what fears, what anxieties are being revealed to you? And from there, that's where you can now direct the prayer to go internal, like I guided you earlier. So that is my answer to this question. I would love to hear how this resonates with you. So for those of you who are listening in on the podcast platforms, feel free to reach out to me at Christina Aroche on Instagram. Send me a message. Let me know how this resonates with you. If you're watching me on YouTube, then leave a comment below. Let me know how this lands with you. And like I mentioned earlier, if you have a question that you would like to submit, please go ahead and do so. The link is in the show notes below, or you can simply go to christinaaroche.com/ask-Christina, and you'll be able to submit your question there. And I cannot wait to answer it on the podcast. That is it for today. I am sending you all so much love, so many angel blessings, all the best wishes for the year ahead. This is going to be such an amazing 2024. I cannot wait. And I will see you in the next episode. Bye. Thank you once again for tuning in. Don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. And if you want to learn more about the Divine Connection podcast, you can go to christinaaroche.com/podcast and learn about how you can be featured on the show.